Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
Now, Tommy Rooney from Off the Ball, Gaelic Games correspondent, with me here in the programme today. Tommy, how do GAA Plus decide what games are going to be televised over the weekends?
Afternoon, Andrea.
How are you?
How did GAA Plus decide? I suppose at the moment, it's worth giving the context that we're operating under the media rights deal that was agreed at the end of 2022 for 5 years. We're in the fourth year of that media rights agreement that the GAA had laid out with their broadcast partners. GAA Plus replaced Sky Sports, who used to have the games that GAA Plus now have. The championship has undergone a couple of different format changes that I won't bore you with or remind people of, but there's been a lot of chopping and changing. But on principle, the media rights deal is the same one that we've had before. So at this stage of the summer, GAA Plus get first choice for games. Now that changes very soon. RT will essentially have pretty much everything from the Sunday of the quarterfinals onto the All-Ireland final. But at the moment, GAA Plus get first choice. So I'd say on Saturday, that you know, it was in the deal that they got two games. I think a little bit of the uproar this week, it's nearly the GAA complaint of the day, is that not all eight games are being televised in round 2A and 2B on the following weekend. Only five of the eight are being televised. So GAA Plus had a decision to make on which two games they're going to take on the Saturday, and they decided to take Derry Mead and Monaghan against Roscommon. So that's sort of where we're at now. Do you know what?
Which leaves Donegal and Cork and Kerry and Kildare. And I know I'll probably get criticised now as a Donegal woman, but I suppose the point being made by a lot of our listeners today who'd emailed us to talk about this on the programme is that two of the games not being televised include the two All-Ireland football finalists from last year.
Yeah, and look, that's a bit odd. It is a bit odd, but it's a new format to the championship, and I can understand people complaining. Look, I had Donegal pals and Cork friends on to me about this on Wednesday when it was announced what the details were. And likewise, you know, the All-Ireland champions Kerry could be knocked out off Broadway in Newbridge on Saturday afternoon, you know, with no TV. We'll have to wait for the Saturday game later that night to try and get any sort of eyes on it. There'll be TV cameras at it to capture the highlights. And likewise, Donegal are playing Cork and Ballybuffet. You know, Donegal's first outing since they ran riot in Killarney 2 weeks ago. And loads of people would be interested in watching it. But I'd say it came down to the fact that, Andrea, there's two parts to this round. There's round 2A, which is the winner's group, which means that those teams that win that game go into a quarterfinal and the losers still have one more chance. And then there's four games in round 2B, which is essentially knockout football. So it probably came down to the fact that there's more on the line in Monaghan, Roscommon and Derry and Mead, because two of those teams will go crashing out of the championship that Saturday afternoon.
So that's really what it's down to. The TV decision makers decided that it's the knockout matches are the ones to televise.
And like, absolutely, you can understand the frustrations with Donegal and Cork. It's one of the longest distances, the longest distance you can make for a game that weekend between two teams. But it's my understanding that the Cork footballers requested a Saturday fixture. So there's a load of things that go into the bowl when they're trying to figure these things out in the CCCC. And, you know, there was a big kind of furore during the week when, you know, the draw was made on the Tuesday rather than the Monday or the Sunday night. You know, it gives teams less time to make plans, gives fans and supporters less time to kind of organise their weekends. And then, it took another 29 hours for the actual fixture details and the TV details to be released. But there's a load of little things that got to be figured out there, you know, venues, you know, certain teams requesting certain days, you know. So like, it's complicated. And there was only ever going to be 5 out of 8 games broadcast. And the GAA, look, there's going to be a new media rights deal in 2028, and it'll be very interesting to see, does anyone else enter the market? Will we get Sky Sports returning? I doubt it. Will Virgin Media or TG Carr put their hands up for TV rights? Who knows? Will GAA Plus look for more games? Will RTE look for more games? You know, a lot of people are wondering why RTE are broadcasting all of the World Cup games, but they only have 31 championship matches this summer. So, you know, there's a lot on the line, and obviously the media landscape is changing all the time. So will the likes of an Amazon or a Netflix or a Disney or somebody like that be interested in taking some GAA rights? I don't know, but it's a very interesting landscape at the minute.
Stay with us, Tommy, for a moment. 1800-453-106, that's the number. Bernard Casey is with us on the line today. Bernard, when you listen to Tommy there, you know, likely explain how it came about as to what games are going to be televised this Saturday and Sunday. It probably makes sense then that you would show the knockout football matches.
I guess it does. Like, the general public probably doesn't understand why this is the case. We wouldn't understand, oh, there's a media rights deal since 2022. The general public isn't aware of these things. You know, it's not exactly put out in the open for people to kind of hear. So we just see, oh, they're choosing so many games. These are the games they're choosing. And Kerry Kildare and Donegal Cork are not going to be seen. So straight away, that's going to raise eyebrows. People are going to be angry about the whole thing. So it's like Tommy, thankfully, you know, is well experienced in the world of GAA, so he's able to explain that to everyone. But I guess the problem people have is the choice of games they're putting behind the paywall. And the GAA is supposed to be a non-for-profit organisation. There's volunteers all the way down to under fives here. I'm here with my own son is playing under fives here in Ballincollig, and my daughter is playing under eights, Camogie and stuff. And everyone there, all the people, you know, dozens and dozens of volunteers in every club. My home club down in Skelligrangers and Port McGee, all the volunteers. That there, a choice has been made that they're going to put the higher profitability game behind the paywall. So people will pay for it. They're choosing profit over service. Yeah, well, to volunteers.
I would have thought if they had a camera, Brendan, probably, you know, in St. Conlett's Park or up in Donegal over the weekend, I think people would subscribe and buy even the one-off pass to tune in to watch those matches. People just want to watch it, regardless of where it's shown.
Of course, we don't need, like, I suppose they might, is there a worry that all the production value won't hold up to the professional standards that we hold for ourselves? I doubt it, because the general public there, during October and November, I'd spend a Sunday evening watching the junior championship between St. Senans and Skelligrangers on my laptop at home here in Cork. I remember watching the quarter final of the Kerry Intermediate Championship between Gnívgilla and the Gaeltacht, and it was in a howling gale. I mean, the weather was beyond the joke, and it was out in Galaris in West Kerry. The camera could barely stay standing. I'd say the cameraman ended up in the Atlantic. The last 3 minutes of the game, the camera actually cut out, and you could only hear the commentary. And Gnívgilla ended up, Gaeltacht ended up coming back and beating Gnívgilla and won the intermediate championship in the end. But everybody was going, Jesus, did you see the last 3 minutes cut out? Wasn't that mad? Nobody cared. We didn't care. They were like, oh yeah, sure, there was a gale and the camera went, but sure. But what happened? We still got to see it.
Yeah,
you know?
you're facing some criticism, Tommy, because you didn't mention apparently the Cavan Dublin game either.
Because that's going to be one of the most interesting games of the weekend. You know,
that's Cavan, Sunday, isn't it? That's also a knockout.
That's on Sunday, yeah, and that's not being broadcast either. And like, that's the one game. Again, it comes down to the rights, and you know, Cavan and Dublin could be very interesting. I think I'd actually be covering that one for Off the Ball, given the interest in that game itself and the fact that Ger Brennan, who released, you know, a very interesting statement via his solicitor, Conor Sally, yesterday after, you know, the fallout from the his own ban and the Jim McGuinness situation in Killarney a couple of weeks back, you know, so that'll be a really interesting game. And again, look, I totally empathise. And look, I know Bernard is very invested in the GAA himself, but I just find it interesting, Bernard. I don't know where you giving out there about, you know, having to pay for GAA Plus, but it sounds like you were paying to watch a club game back in the day. And like, I just think it's fantastic that we have the ability to be able to tune into.
Now,
you know,
Texter here, Tommy, says the Kerry Kildare game, sure, that's a knockout as well. So does the logic or that rationale not fall down at that point?
Well, the way I'd look at that, and I'm not speaking on behalf of the broadcasters here, but I'm guessing that
that's the reason.
No, I'm guessing that there's obviously less of an expectation that Kerry are going to be beaten by the severe underdogs Kildare, who are total underdogs, but it's going to be a very interesting game in Newbridge, you know?
I guess it's just important to come across there as well, Andrea, that I don't think majority of people don't mind paying for GAA Plus, absolutely don't mind it at all. It's the choice. It's the putting the bigger game behind the paywalls. You know, I think that's pretty common. It's pretty well known. That's what people's problem is. It's like you have a choice of, you know, even in the hurling here, you know, because a lot of the Cork games are being put behind the paywall. That's the thing. It's like, hang on, is this? We don't mind paying for it. but don't be putting the big games behind it now and completely putting it off to the vulnerable, the elderly, the older people that might have access.
Let me bring Kevin in, Bernard, for a moment there. Kevin, you're on the line. You've been listening to Bernard and our own Tommy Rooney there over the past few minutes. What's your take on this?
How's it going, folks?
Good.
Yeah, no, I'll be honest. I don't think there's a huge amount here to see. You could, because of the very fact that it is a nuanced argument, the Kerry Kildare, you have the All-Ireland champions potentially getting knocked out. It absolutely is surprising. I think it's purely from a competitiveness point of view that a combination of GA Plus and RTE have looked at the games and they've gone, these are the five games that would probably draw the most neutral interest because on paper they are the ones that are the least predictable. So really, and particularly when you come to the Donegal-Cork game, you know, I don't mean to be breaking Bernard's heart here or anything, but, you know, Cork are very, very much up against it. The expectation will be that Donegal could win that with a little bit to spare, and it wouldn't draw in viewers. It might draw in viewers from Cork, absolutely, but it won't draw in neutral viewers the same as some of the other games. And I kind of reckon that's the only logic that has been put behind choosing the five games that's there.
Yeah. I mean, there has been some commentary about this. And I know, Tommy, we've had listeners getting in touch with us over the past day or so since this was announced. But the GAA Plus, I suppose, you know, unfortunately for them, find themselves often facing criticism from listeners around this time of the year.
Yeah, they do, Andrea. And Kevin, how are you? Good to hear from you. They do get a lot of stick, but I think the thing with GA Plus is it's clearly here to stay, and I absolutely empathise with anyone you know who struggles to maybe access it, or you know, elderly people who find it difficult to figure it out. I totally understand that, but I don't think there's any getting away from the fact that the GA have invested heavily in this, and it is an area that they plan to go down. And a lot of various sporting organisations do look at it. And on the other side of it, RTÉ have been very upfront about the fact that they can only show so many games. They can only show so many championship matches. They've got to show other sports. And they don't have a dedicated sports channel. Now, wouldn't it be wonderful? And a lot of people would be very happy if there was a way that you could magically add a GA channel to the television and make it very easy. But, you know, the way we consume media is changing all the time. Mm. And, yeah, I'd say they just have to kind of write it out.
Yeah, what happens in the next, as you say, media rights deal. For the moment, Tommy Rooney from Off the Ball, Bernard, Kevin, thanks a million for getting in touch. Email is lunchtimelive@newstalk.com.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk. Conversation that counts.